Hello, Awe Islanders. Thanks for listening today. Have you checked out our website recently? We have all the latest episodes, video versions of selected episodes, fun activities for kids, and a listening buddy gallery. We love seeing your drawings of your listening buddies, so please send them to us and we can feature them on our website. You can find us at awayisland.com. That's awayisland.com.
Are you a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon? You'll get an extra new episode every week and your favorites available on demand. We have 3 levels, so you're sure to find the amount of support you're comfortable with and the content you'd like to receive. Thank you so much for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again. Deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved. Just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften. Completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands out as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Feel the warmth in your hands and slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you rest your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the feeling of energy as it warms your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides to rest on both sides of your head. Feel it flow behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders with warmth. Now the energy streams meet in your chest, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, rolling to either side of your head. It flows behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck, softening your shoulders. The energy streams join together in your chest, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath, in and out. Imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel its warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, bringing energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy and take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then flowing up and out to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath, in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath, in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, picture a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath. In and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story.
Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Magical Music. Sunlight spilled through the thick leaves of the trees in the enchanted forest, creating a colorful lacy pattern on the ground. Dragon gazed up at the sky to see it changing from a bright blue to filling with red, orange, pink, and purple. Dragon did like a sunset walk. Everything seemed a little more magical in the woods. Dragon smiled, enjoying both the warmth of the sun and the cool shade of the trees. As Dragon continued down the path, the gentle melody of a bird's song circled Dragon. Dragon looked up to see Jerry Bird, a friendly robin, resting on a tree branch above. Jerry fluffed up her feathers and coasted down to see Dragon. "Isn't it a beautiful evening?" she sang. Dragon nodded. Together, they continued along the path. Jerry Bird sang and circled Dragon, while Dragon walked along, taking in all the sights, smells, and sounds of the forest. Then Dragon stopped. A faint trail led away from the path. Wondering what could be down this new trail, Dragon stepped off the path. Jerry felt a bit curious too, and followed Dragon. Since this was all new to Dragon, Dragon walked very carefully, gently moving tree branches aside. This part of the forest seemed very peaceful. Dragon heard a faint melody in the distance and realized the little trail would bring them right to it. Dragon gave Jerry a questioning look, and Jerry said, "That doesn't sound like any birds I know. Maybe we'll meet some new friends." As they moved further down the little trail, the singing grew louder, and Dragon began to feel more relaxed. They were moving towards the beautiful song when the little trail opened up. Now Dragon stood among a grove of ancient trees.
There were pine trees with lush, full branches. Some were deep green, while others had a hint of blue in their needles. Dragon and Jerry Bird also saw strong oak trees stretching up to reach the sky. The sound of water flowing caught Dragon's attention, and Dragon noticed a brook gently trickling at the edge of the grove. Three majestic willow trees swayed with the slightest breeze. The relaxing melody filled the grove. Jerry the Robin circled each tree, searching for the birds that must be singing. The dragon watched the curious bird and smiled, knowing the song wasn't coming from any birds. Dragon took a deep breath in and out. And settled down next to the gently flowing brook by the willow trees. Dragon dipped a toe into the cool water and giggled. The water tickled Dragon's feet as it rolled by. Leaning back against the trunk of a willow tree, Dragon felt a gentle hug. Jerry Robin found some empty nests, but no birds resting in the trees. They must be out flying around the forest, she thought. That didn't explain the singing. Puzzled, Jerry decided to see if Dragon knew where the song was coming from. The little robin rested on a pine tree to see where her friend had gone. She felt kindness flowing from the branch and smiled. This was a wonderful place. Jerry took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the peace. A soothing song surrounded her, and Jerry realized she knew where the melody was coming from. Though she enjoyed her little perch, she wanted to share her discovery with Dragon. Jerry looked around the grove from her perch. Finally, she spotted a red heart under the willow trees. She knew that tale anywhere. The little robin thanked the pine tree for helping her rest and glided down to Dragon. Dragon, Jerry said. Hearing the little bird call, Dragon peered out from under the willow branches and smiled. I know where the song is coming from, the little robin added. It's the trees. The trees are singing. Dragon nodded as Jerry continued. I looked and looked for other birds, but didn't find any, just their nests. Then I rested on a pine branch. It was the coziest branch I've ever been on. While I rested, I felt love surrounding me. And then I heard it. The lovely melody surrounded me. There was no one else there to sing it. I knew. It must be the trees. Dragon smiled and nodded, moving the willow branches aside so Jerry could see the brook. The little bird glided down to the brook. I could use a drink, she said as she settled down by the water. Noticing deeper shadows filling the enchanted forest, Dragon gazed up at the sky. The sun had nearly set, and the moon and stars sparkled lightly against the deep blue sky. Jerry Robin usually liked to get back to her nest before it got too dark. So Dragon thought it was probably time to go home. Then Dragon noticed something interesting in the forest. The singing trees had another talent. Each tree glowed softly. There was so much love in the trees, they lit the grove. Dragon enjoyed the colors. Each tree glowed a different color. As Dragon looked around, Dragon saw light that was warm red, cozy orange, soft yellow, gentle green, soothing blue, loving purple, and even warm pink. They were surrounded by a rainbow. Jerry Robin finished her drink and hopped onto Dragon's shoulder, curious to see what Dragon was looking at. She gasped in amazement. "It's beautiful," Jerry whispered as she gazed at the glowing trees. Then they heard the song change. While the song had been relaxing before, now it became even more soothing. The trees were singing them a lullaby. Dragon smiled and looked at Jerry Bird. The little robin nestled in between Dragon and the willow tree. "I think this is a good place to rest, don't you?" she asked with a yawn. Dragon nodded in agreement. Jerry stretched and circled around to smooth the grass into a soft bed. Once she was settled, the sleepy dragon snuggled in. They both enjoyed the supportive embrace of the willow as grateful thoughts rolled through their minds. The little dragon felt thankful. Jerry Bird had joined Dragon for the early evening walk. Dragon felt happy to have tried the new trail. Most of all, Dragon felt very grateful to have discovered this magical grove. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and relaxed. Taking a deep dragon breath, in and out. Dragon's eyes closed. With another deep dragon breath, in and out. Dragon calmed even more and smiled, feeling completely content. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, Dragon's mind quieted as the trees soothed Dragon to sleep with their loving lullaby. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Aue Island. See you next time.